I like to make temporary art using everyday objects. So in this case, the students and faculty collected clothing that will then donate to Goodwill. And I'm using that clothing, whatever was collected, to create this large anamorphic portrait of Maggie Walker. So this is actually about 30 feet long, 10 feet wide-ish. And that's what I'm spending the last several days doing.
Now, I'm standing here looking at it, and I don't see the face, but when I hold my camera up, it pops out.
Yeah, I know. So it's a surprise, isn't it? And I love that aspect of it, because basically all day long we have students going, what is that, a fish, a boat, what am I seeing? And I say, come look through my camera lens. And they're like, oh my goodness, what is this? What am I seeing? So what's happening is that our brains are interpreting reality, basically. And when we do that, we know that something far away, like a chair or a piece of clothing or something, and a piece of clothing or chair near you are the same size, right? We understand that intuitively. And so our brains correct for that, saying a chair far away is still a chair, so it must be the same size. But we're working in perspective, so the camera doesn't care about that. It's creating a picture plane, right? And it's showing you what's really there. If your brain didn't correct for size, you would see this image. And you can get yourself to see it if you squint and maybe close one eye. But our way our brains are working, we're translating reality all the time and not necessarily seeing what's really there.
So there's a bigger lesson here.
Yeah, you would think, right? Yeah, absolutely. So this piece of art is always, the work I do, I should say, is always about perspective. And certainly here I am in a business school, right, as an artist in residence, a very rare, unusual thing. And I love the fact that the School of Business recognizes the value of creativity and the value of the work of artists, beyond just how lovely it is to look at, but also what is it that artists do that's different, and what is it that business people could do to think differently, right? And so when you present something like this where people say, wow, you know, the world is not as I think, my brain doesn't work the way that I think, they're going to approach their own work differently. They're going to think differently about what they do. And these are skills that people desperately need in the business world right now.
Why Maggie Walker?
Well, I think it's really important that the school connects itself to the community around it. Certainly the neighborhood that it's part of is Jackson Ward, where Maggie Walker grew up, but also the fact that we've got an incredibly diverse group of students. I talked to the freshmen, incoming freshmen this year, and they are everybody. We have an incredibly diverse country and a diverse set of people who are going to be the new leaders of business. And so I wanted someone who represented that diversity in a much more thoughtful way. And I love the fact that Maggie Walker was an innovator. She was a woman of color, a woman who was a successful business person in the turn of the century. And a Richmonder. So a really great representative of who we want the students in the school to become.
This is an exercise in learning that what your brain sees is not necessarily reality per se.
Exactly. And I think we're encountering that a lot right now, where people have a very strong perception of what they believe is the truth or reality, and they're incapable of believing that anyone else sees anything differently than them. And really, you know, on both sides of the political spectrum, this is happening right now. And what we need to be able to do is understand that people see things differently than us, and that we can make a connection with them, right? And maybe perhaps think a bit differently if we can understand what other people are seeing.
And you're giving us a dramatic example of this with a bunch of rags on the floor.
Exactly. In the School of Business here in Richmond, Virginia.
Noah Scalin's 30-foot pop-up portrait of Maggie Walker will be unveiled in the atrium at VCU School of Business Snead Hall today at 1 o'clock. It will be on display through Wednesday. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.